Exclusive, Secretary Lutnick, Trump admin fighting bullsh science to drive economic growth. By Sean Moran on February 11, 2026. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick during a Breitbart News policy event on Wednesday recounted how the Trump administration had to fight bullshit science to continue driving economic growth. What did we have to do as the Trump administration to get that factory built? Besides negotiating with Micron, besides changing the terms of the Biden administration CHIPS Act that they had messed up completely, and all that kind of stuff, Lutnick revealed about the inner workings to get a $100 billion Micron Technologies semiconductor fabrication facility built in Syracuse, New York. They had, theoretically, a bad habitat in the trees. In this forest. So we attacked the science, which was of course, bullshit. And then they built a $100 billion factory. Can you imagine, there are people saying, I want to protect the bats in these trees. Rather than employing 40,000 construction workers and 25,000 Americans to drive the proper growth of America and build semiconductors in America. It's just illogical. Lutnick said he wanted to reshore manufacturing and help the American workers. He also cheered positive economic job growth released by the Labor Department on Wednesday. The president is driving growth in America. If you think about how you drive growth, you cut down your imports by tariffing them. You drive your exports by opening all of these foreign markets and driving their tariffs down. And those two things obviously drive growth, Lutnick explained at the Breitbart News policy event. Breitbart News economics editor John Carney reported. Economists had expected 55,000 jobs, although the range of forecasts was particularly wide, with some analysts predicting between zero jobs and 130,000. The unemployment rate was forecast to remain steady at 4.4%. The report was delayed a few days by the partial government shutdown. The jobs growth came entirely from the private sector, which added 172,000 jobs. The federal government's payrolls contracted by 34,000 while state and local government employment shrank by 8,000. I think you're going to get the greatest growth the United States has ever seen, Lutnick added.